From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Three heavily armed suicide bombers attacked a crowded Christian church in Quetta, Pakistan, Sunday, killing at least eight worshippers. Women and children were among the victims of the attack on the Bethel Memorial Methodist Church, which is in a highly secured central part of the city. Witnesses said two of the attackers tried to enter the main hall, where around 400 worshippers were attending the Sunday service, but police guards at the main gate stopped them, killing one of them and leading the second to blow himself up outside the hall. The explosion fatally wounded a security guard. Police told reporters that a third suspected gunman managed to flee to the nearby residential area during the exchange of fire, and an operation was underway to hunt him down. Police said the death toll could have been much higher if the police guards had not stopped the bombers from entering the main church hall. There has been no claim of responsibility for the attack. Taliban insurgents have killed at least 14 Afghan troops and injured several others in a pre-dawn attack in southern Helmand province. Officials said on Sunday that insurgents stormed police outposts around the provincial capital of Lashkar, but security forces repelled the attack, and ensuing fierce clashes inflicted heavy casualties on the Taliban. Later, a suicide bomber in neighboring Kandahar province detonated his explosives-laden vehicle near a NATO convoy. The blast killed a woman passerby and five other civilians, but did not harm any foreign troops. This is VOA News. A power outage at the international airport in the southern U.S. city of Atlanta has disrupted all flights in and out of the massive airport. Authorities at the Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport said the outage occurred Sunday afternoon, affecting all airport operations. All incoming flights, domestic and international, are being diverted to other regional airports. Controversy is swirling around the Foundation for a Smoke-Free World. The new nonprofit organization has come under intense criticism from health agencies and anti-tobacco campaigners. They're accusing it of acting as a smokescreen for big tobacco, a charge vigorously denied by the foundation's president. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The president of the Foundation for a Smoke-Free World, Derek Yak, was one of the architects of the World Health Organization's Framework Convention on Tobacco Control. He says the convention is successful in preventing people from smoking and in slowing the increase of smoking in children. But he says it focuses little attention on trying to get the world's billion smokers to quit the deadly habit.
To actually accelerate a decline in the billion smokers, we needed to have better cessation, harm reduction, and better product regulation. And I think those elements, I don't think, have got the energy that we actually require.
Yak says more than 7 million people globally die prematurely each year from tobacco. He tells VOA the foundation's mission is to wean smokers away from their addiction by using new harm reduction tools such as e-cigarettes and vaping.
Correspondent Lisa Schlein in Geneva. The Kremlin said Sunday that the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency provided Russian officials with information that thwarted a series of Islamic State bombings planned in St. Petersburg. Russia said the President, Vladimir Putin, called American President Donald Trump to thank him for the CIA information. The White House confirmed the call, and it said based on the information the U.S. provided, Russian authorities were able to capture the terrorists just prior to an attack that could have killed large numbers of people. The statement said no Russian lives were lost and the terrorist attackers were caught and are now incarcerated. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.